All right.
Oh, man. The good old days. I know. Five, four, three, two, one. What up, bitches? Welcome back to your favorite comedy variety podcast. This is Andy and Victor.
Chickadee.
Victor, say hi. What's up? It's been like 6 months since we've recorded a podcast, like 2+ years since the last time we recorded this show, and we're back. And that's the good thing. That's all bitches. We got. We're back.
Also, wait, this is a spooky episode. So,
It's been forever. Honestly, since the show began, since the last time we recorded, I've had a kid and he's two. I'm also married and Victor's engaged.
I am engaged.
Those are all things that have happened since the last time we did Sometimes I Hate You. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, I am to be engaged and wed in the future.
Well, you know, it's funny. All things considered, when we stopped doing this show, Victor got into a relationship like two months after this show ended. And now he's engaged and that relationship is over 2 years old. So it's been a minute. So as always, we'll jump straight into it with some notes, Victor.
Jump straight into you.
You can't. Not anymore. I am a spoken for man.
I will always be prowling on the outside for the opportunity, Andy. You can't take that away from me.
The wolves are at the gates.
One day.
I hate that you're just like waiting, just fucking waiting for me to be a widower, and then you're just like, I can fuck that dude now.
Hey, baby.
What's worse though is like, what about your future wife? What's going on there? Is she also gone? Are they both dead?
That's only time that would happen is like if we're both in just a catastrophic lifestyle. I'm just gonna take that as.
No, thank you. No, I'm good. It's October 30th, 2023, and I got married on October 13th, 2023, which was a Friday the 13th. So
yeah, man.
When Victor and I were theorizing bringing the show back, we thought about doing a Friday the 13th episode, and then I realized that a whole wedding plus doing a podcast afterwards
wasn't going to work.
Would be so much work. So I won't give you a huge play-by-play, but, dude, like, I swear I'm the worst at planning, including my own wedding. You and, are. Like, we basically had a shotgun wedding. We basically had a shotgun wedding because my wife called me in May? Because you still hadn't yet proposed to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But my wife called me in May and was like, hey, because we were engaged, she was like, hey, do you want to get married on Friday the 13th? And I was like, yep. immediately. Yeah, it's an important because in the very beginning of like our relationship, we both went on Friday the 13th to go get a tattoo from my sister. I got a Jason Voorhees, she got a poison potion bottle, and this was the very beginning. We weren't yet a couple, but we were like dating. We were fucking around and hanging out and stuff. And so Friday the 13th is as important for she and I as it is for you and me. So it was like, all right, well, let's just get married on a Friday the 13th. And so
now we have to get married on a Friday the 13th.
Wait, like you and your fiance you and I have to get, they haven't legalized marriages.
Strictly hetero, bro.
I can't do it. Just a hetero wedding. Finger do you put that ring on?
I know, you just double stack.
It's actually a cock ring.
Oh my god.
Like one of the cool ones too, that like wraps around the balls and the dick at the same time. It's like a triangle. Your balls hang through and then your dick goes through the middle. It's like a thong for your scrotum. You know?
Man, the raunchiness came back so hard in the show already.
Yeah, I mean, scrotum thong.
That's going to be my new gamer tag.
Well, Discord's making everybody change their Discord tags because you have to get rid of the number in your Discord tag. And like now you basically are named the same thing as you are on fucking Twitter. So you might as well just change your fucking Discord tag from what it is to fucking scrotum thong. But like keep a number just for no fucking reason. Just scrotum thong 619. That way everybody's like, hey, he's a real local San Diego, bro.
I dig it.
It's great. I love that he teabags everybody still. I thought we were done with this. What with, you know, equal rights and all that stuff, but
no one's
exempt. I think I still like being teabagged. You know what? I don't want to give it up. Bring the teabag back.
I'm going to go play Halo 3 all over again.
No, you just show up and you're the only dude in fucking Modern Warfare 3 who's teabagging bitches. Everybody else is getting banned from fucking Xbox for saying the N-word,
yeah.
But you're just like running around, you're like, haha, you died. Exactly. That sounds great. I fucking love it. So, yeah, we had a wedding and it was on October 13th. It was Friday and I remember I had to submit a time off request at work, and I've been at this job for like a month. Exactly on the 13th, it was like a month, and they were like, "All right, yeah, you obviously can be off for your wedding day." And so I submitted the time off request and got approved on the 12th.
Oh my God, that is terrifying.
And, I mean, it's fine. My boss literally told me when I got here, I hired. He was like, "Nah, dude, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Don't even stress it."
Yeah, don't even worry about it. But so after that, it became very crazy how we had to organize this. So Kyle and I wanted to get Friday the 13th tattoos, and we also wanted to go get wedding tattoos, which we did not schedule our time correctly for that at all. So we also sent our kid to daycare because we were like, fuck, all right, let's get wedding planning taken care of. And then we'll send him to daycare. That way he can take a nap and get taken care of while we're worrying about adult shit.
Yeah.
So like the whole time we're essentially just getting our shit together. And like midway through the day, Kyle leaves to go stay, goes to her sister's house so she can go and put on her her dress and all that stuff. And I literally just completely sight unseen. I don't see her for the next 2.5 hours. And well, because I was, she was very frustrated. I was very traditional about not wanting to see the dress before the wedding.
That makes sense.
So I thought it made sense, but she was like, I can't pick a dress. And I was like, it doesn't matter. I think you're beautiful. Just we'll see. And I promise I'll be happy. I want to also point out she owns 2 wedding dresses. She owns 2 because of a clerical error. So before, when we were getting everything together for the wedding, she went to order the dress. And then like 2 days later, she checked shipping and she was like, I ordered the wrong dress.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh no. And she was like, yeah, oh no. But we'll look into restocking. Apparently they charge a 50% restocking fee on a multi-$100 dress.
Keep it at that point.
Yeah. Yep. So when she received this one, she tried it on because it's basically the same fit. And she was like, it fits good. And I was like, you look good. And she was like, I was like, that better not be the actual wedding dress because I'm going to be upset at you. Yeah. and no, it wasn't the actual wedding dress. And, so I basically got dressed, packed up like a bunch of shit. I grabbed like fucking everything for the baby because the baby had a suit. He had a suit and tie and a dress shirt and everything. So we had to get him dressed. And so it was crazy. I got dressed, brought everything down to the car. And then I called you and I was like, Victor, I'm getting married in like 30 minutes. I'm excited and so sweaty. And then I did probably the most like dumbest dangerous thing in traffic. I took a fucking photo of myself. I took a selfie of myself while driving a car to
I
go
got
show
so
Victor.
Mad at you when you did that, bro. If I could have socked like, you in the balls at that time, I would have.
I was like, well, because you, first of all, bitch, you don't, if you had FaceTime, it would have been easy. I could have told you.
You still could have. I died that way too. Yeah. Or you could have called my fiance. Yes.
Yeah, I could have FaceTimed your fiance and called it a day. But either way, I rushed over to get the baby. And then the people at his daycare were like, oh, you look fancy. I was like, yeah, I know. I got to go to my wedding. Give me my baby.
Gotta go. So,
yeah, so I grab him and we rush over to Kyle's sister's house. And she is in the back of the house. And the photographer showed up. The officiant showed up. And this is a super small wedding. Literally. Me, Kyle, baby. That's it. That's all of us. And
that's
so
all you need.
When I get there, she's like, yeah, the officiant, TJ, she'll just let you in. And I was like, I have no idea who this person is. I've never seen this person in my life. Who the fuck is TJ? And this like middle-aged Wiccan opens the door, or not even middle-aged, like 50-year-old Wiccan opens the door and she's like, oh hi, how's it going? And I was like, all right, this is I'm jiving with this. Let's do this. Like she's got very flowy clothes and like a kind of like it's just a dress that's good for the wind. Yeah, you know right? what I mean?
It's just like it goes really with everything. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And then the baby is like, I have no idea who you are. And
hi, stranger.
Kyle's in the back, and she's like, just send him back here with me because the photographer is taking my portraits. So like, just send him to the back with me. And I, again, haven't seen her yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, how do I get him over there? And then TJ is like, I'll just take him. And the baby's like, I have no idea who you are. And I was like, it's fine. I just got to grab shit from the car.
The witch lady will take you.
So he just holds her hand and goes into the backyard.
Bro,
to
have you never
Kyle.
Seen Hocus Pocus? You don't just let fucking kids go off with witches. They drink their it's souls.
Fine. It's fine. When I got so I went back to the car. I got my jacket, grabbed all my shit, and brought it inside. And she's like, okay, are you excited? You know, this is really cool. I don't usually do a Christian and like, what is Kyle? Is she, what is she? And I was like, I think technically she's called pagan, but she doesn't have a name for her religion. She just has spiritual beliefs, essentially, or like faith in something that's hard to explain. And the lady goes, oh, okay. You know, I'm not going to judge. Actually, my husband was a Satanist when I first met him. And and I was like, and you? And she was like, I'm Christian. I was like, you're a Christian?
I'm so happy you waited to tell me this now, because I'm just getting all the genuine reactions out of it.
Because I'm like, are you sure you're Christian? Because you seem kind of gypsy-ish to me. With your shawls and shit. But she was like, yeah, he was a Satanist for about 30 years.
Oh, great.
He's converted now. And I was like, that makes perfect sense. I understand now. Because she wrote our vows like a week and a half before the wedding. Uh-huh. And we read our vows. And it's like, I promise to never like, you know, force my opinions on you or change you. And I was like, it's because she thinks Kyle might be a Satanist and I might be a Christian. I understand
just
now.
Accept
that's
each
why.
Other, yeah.
She's not a Satanist. Kyle's more of a like a witch, but like different. Like a witch, but in a kitchen. A kitchen witch. That's more
not the
what
Instagram
my wife
witch.
Is. No, not an Instagram witch. Dude, to be honest, those have kind of died off.
Yeah, I've been so
recently
glad.
I've noticed.
So glad.
I don't see them that often.
It's great.
But so she's talking to me about how it's great that Kyle wants to do hand fasting, and she was like, do you know how to do it? And I was like, I have no idea how to do this. Victor, do you know what hand fasting is?
Where they tie your hands together. And then
yeah, so they tied our wrists together. Mm-hmm. So for those of you guys listening, I have worn the same bracelets for over two and a half years since before my son.
Holy shit.
Yeah, since before my son was born, I've been wearing the same bracelets, and most of them were like collected when he was born. Like I got one when we went to go get what do you call it when they do an x-ray of a baby, but it's not an x-ray, sonogram. There we go. When we went to go do a sonogram and stuff, mm-hmm. that's when I got one of them. And another one is a Monster Energy drink one that you gave me like fucking years ago.
Dude. Yeah. The whole
yeah,
little
dude,
monster
I wear
kit.
Those, yes. From that, I wear them basically daily until when we were at the ceremony, she's, you know, going to do practice hand fasting on me. And she I roll up my sleeve so she can show me how to tie how the knot gets tied on your wrist. And dude, I was just covered in heat rash under the fucking wristbands. I was like, why do I have bed sores on my arm?
Why does my wrist look like the plague?
it was so gross. So I'm showing you here. I got three on right now, which is a lot less than I normally have. I usually have five. So I was just like, why is my skin coming off and I'm full of rashes? I hope that Kyle says yes still. And so I was all worried about this happening. But so after that, we got dressed, finished getting ready, and then I went outside and I meet the photographer. He's this mulatto man. I don't
best
know.
Way to put he's
there's black and something less black in there, and yeah, he's essentially this mulatto man who's like, "Hey, how's it going?" And
I'm also TJ.
I will say, I don't remember his name. Something with an M. Not the most people person you've ever met, especially considering he has to be a photographer. But I will say, as a photographer, I just want to look at things. I don't want to talk to anybody. Because I even like there was a time I had to do community service and shoot a bunch of trans women having a business meeting. And when I did that, I was like, I don't want to talk to anybody. And also, you all speak Spanish. So I'm just going to be here taking pictures and I don't know what else to do. But so I go to, he sends me to the corner of the yard, basically. And the baby's just running around in his little suit or not. Actually, this is I think this is pre-suit. So the baby's just running around in normal after school clothes. And he's like, we're going to do the first look. And I was like, oh, cool. I get to look at Kyle for the first time. And so, dude, she shows up. She puts her hand on, I think it was my right shoulder, per the instruction of the guy with the camera.
Yeah.
And I turn around and dude, she's dressed like a goth elf in a good way, like a really good way. Cause she bought a circlet and, her whole wedding dress was all black, but, now I'm trying to remember, it's got like laces, laciness in the front and in the back. I don't know. It's got a big old cape on it too. And I was like, it's like marrying the elf lady from Lord of the Rings. But
you're
mine.
Just like, damn, and why'd I wear a suit? I should have worn armor or something.
I'm in a fucking suit with a Hawaiian shirt. I was like, you look like you're marrying a fucking dude in Las Vegas on vacation.
Where's Elvis
like,
on a work trip.
Exactly. I was like, oh, man. Well, I'm happy that you like me because I look terrible compared to you. But yeah, the ceremony was pretty cool. The baby was running around the entire time with a with the fucking garden hose splitter.
Oh,
like,
no.
it was this metal garden hose
the
attachment.
Y adapter.
Uh-huh. And the lady's like, you know, do you take Kyle to be your lawfully wedded wife? Essentially, it's more complicated than that,
yeah.
And slightly more religious than that. But nevertheless, in that general direction, and the baby's just like running around like with all sorts of things. We both like can't. Like 100% pay attention
focus
to the lady,
yeah,
who's marrying us, because like there was a time where he was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go sit on mom's dress, and he just sits on the back of her and he would just run over and he'd be like, mama, dada, and just start talking to us, and we were like, all right, well, this is what happens when two people and a baby are at a wedding, and that's, yeah, it, that's all the people. And so after that, we were married, and we got to go have, well, we didn't even get, we had cake like 3 days after our wedding. it was exhausting. It was so much, but it was great, but it was so much. And then it was hot also. I was the sweatiest man.
Especially you.
Just the
dude.
Sweatiest
just
man.
Just like a fucking puddle of sweat in the heat. It's gross.
It was gross.
I just imagine your armpits.
Kyle, again,
so damp.
She looked great the whole time, but me, I felt like just this fucking sweaty dude
this
in a suit.
Swamp monster ass motherfucker. Man thing in the swamps.
So after that, we went out to eat at a place called Lazy Dogs, and we had a really good time. I won't describe the food, but yeah, we went out to go and eat, and then the next day we got to run away from an active shooter at a fair.
That's a good way to spend that. God. Yeah,
but
I remember, I got a fucking phone call, and you're just like, Victor, I have no internet. I need you to check something. And I was like, no, what was even worse is you're like, it's not really that important, but kind of important. I was like, what do you mean? And then it's you tell me, and I'm just like, how is that not really important?
What's the, hold on. Let me, all right. We are 1,700 miles away from each other. If half of the country fell into the ocean, what would I do about it?
I understand
not a goddamn thing.
That,
not a
but
fucking
at the
thing.
Same time, bro, you can't just tell me, hey, there's a guy that might possibly shoot us in the vicinity, but don't worry about it, it's okay.
So for sort of a honeymoon, not a honeymoon, but we wanted to go and hang out and have fun after our wedding, so we decided to go to the Texas State Fair. So similar to the one in San Diego, there's San Diego Fair is literally just called the San Diego County Fair, and it's,
yeah,
supposed to only encompass San Diego County, but obviously people travel from fucking Japan to the San Diego County Fair. The Texas State Fair is the equivalent. It's about It's about, I would say maybe like half the size, half the physical size, but it is much closer to like literal downtown Dallas. And it has the same kind of shit going on, except for one really weird thing. The only currency accepted in the fair
tickets
is
and skin.
Tickets. It's fucking tickets. It's tickets, and I don't understand why. There are like ticket ATMs everywhere where you cash in cash and use it for tickets. That's and gross. Everything costs whole. At least things aren't worth half a ticket value. But like, dude, we went and we got, so the baby got real pissed off after we went to go see somebody play. So we went on a Ferris wheel, and after the Ferris wheel, there was a band who I literally was like, we got to run over there, because they started playing fucking Dropkick Murphys, Shipping Off to Boston.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, we gotta go over there. I'm gonna love it so much. And the baby, the minute we got over there, he was like, this is too much. I'm gonna start screaming. And I was like, oh no.
But they're playing Shipping Off to Boston.
Exactly. He was just bawling and super upset. And I was like, I thought you were gonna dance, but instead you're upset. So I'm starting to think that my kid might not be a metalhead, but so sad. I will learn to cope with it. It's okay.
We're both going to have to learn how to cope with it. He doesn't like the Dropkick Murphys, bro.
But he loves trap. Like, oh, loves man. Trap. If a car drives by blasting trap, this kid will get low. And I'm like, all right. Well,
that's fine.
I mean, it's groovy for sure. I get it. But like, what about, where's the breeze and stuff? Like, where's the, all that? Exactly. So he got frustrated by that, and we were like, all right, let's go get a snack. And so we went over to I couldn't really tell you what they sell other than what we got was well, because I don't know what else they sell. The rest of it was like incoherent garbage, but like you could get like a fucking hot dog without a bun, or you could get sticks. We got a waffle that was, so it was just a waffle covered in sour cream, or not sour cream, fucking, I do this like, every time. I do it every time, because I'll tell Kyle, I want some like sour cream for pumpkin pie. And she's like,
you mean whipped cream?
Yeah, you mean whipped cream. Yes, the answer is whipped cream.
What's wrong with you, man? You always call know. Halloween fucking Christmas, creams. All, and you call it whipped cream creams. Sour cream.
I don't know. Fucking whatever. I don't know everything, but I know some things. And sure. So they cover a fucking waffle, and it's like a Belgian waffle. They cover it in thick. Fucking whipped cream, and then they just drop strawberries on it, and that's a meal or whatever. And it's just like this. It was not hot. It was just a cold Belgian waffle. Ooh. With whipped cream and strawberries. Baby fucking loved it. He had a great time. He
as
loved
long
the
as
shit out of it.
Enjoyed it.
I liked it too. I ate half of the fucking thing.
I mean, you're a trash monster, though. It doesn't surprise me. Dude, if they you were just right. Like, well, hey, this came fresh out of a cooler, it might be a little soggy from the ice, but we put tons of whipped cream on it. You're like, I don't give a fuck. I'll put it inside of me.
Okay, if it's soggy, it's fine. I'll eat it. Even if it's soggy. Actually, soggy is better.
Can you put more ice? I want it to be more soggy. It's easier to just swallow whole like that.
I just want wet bread. So, after that we went and like we did normal fair activities. Everything about this was a very pedestrian experience. Like nothing seemed all out of the ordinary, except for
until
I will say
gunshots.
Until the gunshots. But like I'll say the most boring thing ever is a brand new car show at a fair.
Oh, yeah.
So it said car show, and it was just cars for 2024 model year. So we were like, but
this
I will
is just
say,
an advertisement.
Yes, exactly. This is just an ad, but we're a little stupid because we've become big Chevy electric vehicle fans in the last couple of years. So we wandered over to the Chevy EV section, and we were just fucking at the fucking the electric Equinox. And like, dude, we live in an apartment on the second floor. We have no way to charge it unless we have like a 300-foot power cable. But we love the fucking Chevy electric Equinox. And you know what started this? It was when Ford announced the F-150 Lightning Edition. The minute they announced an electric truck, I'm not kidding, Kyle and I were like, you know what? $65,000 for a big ass electric truck sounds great,
dude.
And so we've just been stuck in that.
I love you guys, but goddamn, like I have been to so many car shows in my life, and I ooh and all at like old rat rods and old muscle cars and everything. You guys are, oh man, look at that electric truck.
It's not even an electric truck. It's an electric fucking commuter SUV. Like it's like the next to a minivan. It is a very mom car.
I've literally seen Mad Max cars covered in spikes that run off old dead dinosaur bones, and you're just like, look at it's got batteries.
Dude, I love the technification of cars. I love it. The fact that cars run on electricity is the coolest shit. And the fact that people refer to as the front truck in a trunk in electric car as a frunk, I love it. It's like the word fupa, but for a fucking car. It's great. A
fucking car is fupa.
Yeah, car's fupa.
Get the umbrella out of the fupa. Oh shit.
But yeah, we saw, like I said, just the newest cars. It was we both were like, this isn't really a car show so much as just like new car shopping. Yeah. But, all right.
So my brother used to take me to the downtown convention center. Used to have like a car show every year, and he works with Honda, so he would go there and get tickets every year. So he'd take me most of the time when I was younger. And so the whole bottom floor is just like a whole bunch of just like new cars or like prototypes and concept cars. So like I've seen some sick shit down there, because like at some point they had a motorcycle that had a Dodge Viper SRT engine in it, which was literally just a gigantic engine with two wheels. And I was just like, how does one ride this? It's literally got 10 valves.
I watched, I have a friend from fucking San Diego. Well, not even San Diego, from San Bernardino. The guy I used to see at fucking metal festivals all the time. He and I are buds. We just send each other shit on Instagram. And he loves to send me memes. And so he sent me this video of a fucking V8 powered chainsaw just eating through a fucking, just a redwood in like 3 seconds flat. He's got like these two barrel gut fucking dudes that just pick up this chainsaw, like the strongman guys, the guys who fucking tow trucks with their teeth.
Giant tires. Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys, both of them are like, oh, just fucking gritting their teeth, fucking like intestines about to burst out of their belly buttons. But nevertheless, they all are just grabbing these two fucking two big ass handles for this chainsaw that's literally a big fucking V8 engine. They bonkers. Rev it and it just goes and then it just tears through a tree and the tree fucking dies. And I was like, like it's sick, but like
but imagine putting that between your legs and throwing it on the road. That's even worse. That's a Viper engine inside that thing. The moment you turn it on, your balls just go.
You know, so I watched a video. There was a YouTube channel, I can't remember what it's called, but there's this Christian dude who does motorcycle reviews. Yeah. And I'm not kidding, like he like reads scripture before he goes on a ride so he doesn't die, or at least in case he dies, his eternal soul goes to heaven.
He's already good. So,
he literally, he's like, this week's prayer or this week's verse is, and he reads it off a sticky note and then sticks it onto the fucking motorcycle tank and then gets to driving. And he drives like all sorts of shit. But one of the things that he drove had a fucking big V8 engine on, like in between his fucking legs. It's this fully modified motorcycle. And the handlebars were like 2 yards wide. And he was like
just spread eagle out on this thing.
He had to have two adult men hold it middle so he could sit on the fucking thing. And then then he sits on it. And he's like, you know what? You would think that it would be faster. It's torquey. Yeah. It's real torquey. You would think it'd be faster, but also apparently that bitch gets like 2 miles to a gallon.
Because it's just a car engine, bro.
Yeah, and I want to point out that, like, you know, a motorcycle tank is like 4 gallons. So you're getting 2 miles to a gallon. You go that's 8 miles.
Real crazy. That's it. But that's it.
You done.
You can go to McDonald's.
No, dude, he ran out of gas on the highway in this big fucking thing. I was like,
that's crazy.
He drove the wrong fucking car.
But yeah, the point was, is the all the normal cars are on the bottom, but then you'd go upstairs and you're like, this is where the cool shit's at, like the cars from Fast and the Furious and everything. Except you didn't see any of that. You just saw cars.
So I like it. That's not what we saw at this fair at all. Like I said, it was just brand new cars. But after that, we were like, oh, okay, well, let's just keep walking. We'll walk around. We'll find something. Cause Kyle was like, I'm hungry. And I was like, all right, yeah, that makes sense. Cause I had the waffle.
Donut burgers.
So let's go get food. And yeah, we were going to go get something like a fucking donut burger. And I think we got to like corn dogs and she was like, shit, I only got six tickets and corn dogs are 8 tickets.
Oh,
and
no. We're
like, fuck, where's a ticket ATM? And the minute we hear that, some lady walks by and she's like, I heard shooting in the food court. And we're like,
and she's just walking by saying
No. But so Kyle and I are people watchers. So yeah. We hear that and we're like, we don't, there's no evidence of that. Nobody's freaking out or anything like that. There's just a woman who says this.
Yeah.
And she's just walking by like, that's it. She just said they're shooting in the food court. And
all casual and shit.
Yes, very casually. And we were like, all right, well, whatever. And this is before the corn dog talk. So we go to the corn dogs and we're like, all right, let's fucking corn dogs. And then Kyle and I are talking literally about the kinds of people who go to events to shoot people at. And we're like, you know, because Kyle was like, I don't think they'd come to a place like this because they'd get caught really quick and easy. And I was like, nah, this is exactly where they would come for like maximum damage. And then I'm not kidding. Like less than 5 minutes after this conversation, there is just a flock of people we just see moving. And I was like,
someone got shot.
If you see people running like that, like fucking,
we should probably
like aliens
go to,
just landed. Yeah. We should run. So we did. Like I grabbed the baby and Kyle has the fucking the wagon because we have a baby wagon. Yeah. I literally grabbed the baby and I'm like, all right, let's go. And we just start going. And I tried to keep up with Kyle for a second and then I was like, I gotta protect this baby and I don't want to get shot in the back, so I'm gonna run fast. And then I was like, I just got married. I can't just leave my
wife
like, while
oh,
I'm
shit,
carrying
what do
this
I
baby.
Do?
No, yeah, dude, it was a really stressful time. Like I watched a woman who had literally like she had 3 kids.
Fuck.
Two of them, like she had like 2 of them holding her hands, and while she's running trying to get her stroller moving with the kids, one of the kids starts like dragging behind her and stuff. And I was like, oh man, that. Like now in hindsight, I'm like, wow, that kid could have totally got trampled. But at the time I was like, bitch, run. Like,
at the same time, you're more concerned about your family than other people.
Oh
so
yeah. No,
like
I cared about specifically was the baby. Like I apologized to Kyle afterwards. I was like, I'm sorry for kind of like going faster than you. And she was like, no, you did what you're supposed to do. You just, you make sure he's okay. And so that was a very like fucking big thing. But, so we ran for a while, like we fucking sprinted and we got closer to an exit gate that led out to the street and it lets out to kind of basically this like train station. And so we get out and then people at the train station start running. And so we're like, oh fuck, we gotta run more. So
Jesus.
We literally run through the street across to like there's these parking areas and some residential shit. And so we go into the residential shit and we just keep walking. I'm like fucking sweating bullets and stuff, but like adrenaline is pumping and I'm like, this baby is like 35 pounds. He's not the lightest thing in the world.
Like just carrying
and I'm just
a
like
sound sack on here.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the whole time he's like, because he talks and he says things and has thoughts. So he's like, he's asking me, he's like, daddy, happened, like what happened and stuff. And I'm like, we're going back to the car. And so like, he doesn't understand. And I can't stress him out, but he's like, put me down and stuff. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to put you down, buddy. I love you to death. Yeah. So it was, but he was really well behaved for all of that. Like there was a time where he was like, I really just want to go in the stroller. And like, I get it. You don't want to be jostled around by your parents the whole time that they're running from like an active shooter. But I was like, fuck it. It's more about safety than comfort. And so the whole time we're like using Kyle's phone to navigate back to the car, cause we don't know the area at fucking all, but we need to get back to the car. And luckily Kyle had an AirTag in her car. So we used that to track down the car. And we did like a big perimeter walk around the whole like fairgrounds. So it was like she said in the end, like if in a straight shot, I believe it's 3 miles. I feel like we walked more, but who fucking cares? But apparently the distance was like a 3 mile walk. I think
just
she said
basically.
Her watch's like pedometer said that she'd moved like 10 miles that day or some shit like
God
that.
Damn.
Yeah. So we walked and it took a long time and eventually things kind of chilled out. We saw people walking through the streets and stuff. there was this crazy dude who was like, Jesus is coming. And I was like, that's not Jesus. Jesus doesn't carry a pistol to a fair. Or like people with guns at fairs don't equal end of world. It just means that there's a dick with a gun at a fair.
Yeah, he's got angry at somebody.
Exactly. And apparently that's like what it turned out to. So eventually we got back to the car. It was cute though, because we walked past like where they keep all the livestock cows that they're like trading at the fair, like that they show off. And our son is just like, cow sleeping. And he just keeps pointing at the cows and he's like, night, night, cows. He's just happy.
It's like
and
a good palate cleanser to what just happened.
Yeah, it's like every once in a while you just get this like, oh man, babies are adorable. I love this guy. Oh man, active shooter. Keep walking. Fuck. There's helicopters. Yeah. It's crazy. But so we finally make it to the car, and then I call. Kyle's phone, like, she couldn't get GPS or something, and I knew for a fact internet wasn't going to work, because everybody is going to be on social media right fucking now to see what happened. And so eventually my brain was like, all right, we got to kick it old school. I'm going to call Victor, have him look up the news. And when I called you, I guess I didn't even, like, internalize what I said. I just was like, we're not dead. Just check the news for me so I know what the fuck's going on.
Like, terrified. I was like, what the fuck do you mean, bro? You're like, no, we're good. I promise. Like, you can't just drop this on me and expect me to not be worried.
And you're just like, it's fine. You did what you needed to do. Like, I know what to do in a crisis, and you knew the exact instructions to follow. Just go on the internet, check out the news, let me know what's going on, make sure that the active shooter is gone. And so, because like in my head, I was like, you know what I would do if I was a terrible person? I would hang out right by where everybody drives and just stay right
and just
there
start plucking
all
people.
Day long. Yep. Like, who's gonna get out of fucking traffic? Nobody.
Yeah.
We saw like this mom.
That's it.
Dude, we saw a mom with like five kids waiting for like an Uber to come pick her up. Oh, I was like, man. Dude, this just sucks ass. Like, just in general. Like, and I don't have any judgments for like any other people. Like, it just sucks to deal with that for everybody.
Yeah, because one fucking asshole screws it up too. That's the worst part.
Exactly. Yeah. No. So, in the end, we made it to the car, and you told me what was going on in the news, that apparently when you read the news, it was that some people had died.
Yeah.
And it turns out no one died whatsoever. Some people were shot, but nobody died. The only guy and there was only one active shooter. They found the gun, they found the guy, everything was taken care of by the time we got to the car, basically.
Dude, that's the crazy part. It goes to show you like how convoluted it gets when it's so early sources, because I read like seven different articles. None of them were concrete.
And that's official news sources. Like, if you listen to the people, like when we were walking around, I was like in one ear, out the other, because there was like somebody who was like, I saw babies got trampled and shit. And I'm like, no, I don't really believe that. Like, it can happen, but I don't really believe that that's the case. But nevertheless, I was like, I'm focused on my family. This is the most important thing right now. And so once we got through all of that, like I said, I turned on the radio and I like surfed through all of FM. All of FM was just fucking music, and then I was like, all right, I guess we're gonna see if this car has an AM radio. Yeah. So luckily it did, and luckily I am so fucking happy that as a society, I know that we all stream music and shit, but I'm so happy there are some old fogies running fucking radio stations still to this day.
Yeah, right.
'Cause like, dude, like when internet is broken, what do? You have to rely on fucking analog signals, you know?
Exactly. And someone's got to be broadcasting that somewhere.
Exactly. So at least though, also like, because I don't know, for my kid's generation, I don't know if he'll think to do things like that, or if things like that will even continue to function, you know? We listened to the radio and we found out that the fair was being evacuated, and the dumbest shit though, also on the radio, like again, fucking secondhand sources, everything was just garbage. They were receiving reports and phone calls directly at the radio station, and one guy on the radio station was just generally saying what was happening. He didn't have any firsthand account, didn't know anybody who got shot, didn't see anything. He just said what was he was experiencing, and said that there was about a lot of traffic and a lot of police presence and stuff like that. And the radio hosts were like, yeah, this is why I don't like going to public events, because shit like this, stuff like this happens. I was like, bitch, how do you anticipate this? Go live your life. Yeah. Get out of your fucking house. It's okay. There's not going to be a shooting every time you walk outside.
I mean, think about how many things we've both been to in our lives, and it's happened once.
And fuck it. If you go, you go. But you pray to God that it's not at a concert. You know what I mean?
That's like, the worst part. Because like, you can't do shit when you're there.
But like, like, there's nothing you can do about it. A solar flare might go off, every fucking computer dies, and then all of us are back to eating each other. Like, it happens.
Runs it fucking happens. Town.
What do you want from me? Master runs Bogtown. Who's that guy? Because that ain't Master Blaster.
Why is he looking like Golem?
I ate this Master guy? Blaster. Well, he ate the top guy, the small one. He didn't eat the big one.
Mm-hmm. Now he rides on the big one.
That's worse. He's a full-grown adult man on Blaster's shoulders.
He's like all quick and curled around him and shit.
What's worse is like he has the skull, spine, and sternum of Master on his chest as a necklace. You're like, wow, that's a lot you got going on there, buddy.
That's a real serious commitment.
The other thing that this will be the last thing about the news. There was a can't even pretend she's not a like 50 plus, probably 60 year old white woman who's on the news. And she's like, we saw a body on the ground and we don't know what happened. We just saw somebody laying on the ground and we're in traffic right now. But thank God Jesus protected us. No. And I was like, Jesus didn't protect you from anything. The police caught the guy.
Yeah. but Jesus guided the officer to that man.
But dude, and I literally was like, I looked over at Kyle. I was like, that woman is lying. The reason she's lying is she didn't give a gender of the individual on the ground. People yep. don't go, oh, there's a body yeah. on the ground or a person laying on the ground. People are like, that dude over there, he got shot real bad. No, nobody literally fucking nobody says, oh, there's just somebody laying on the ground.
There's a corpse
there. Nobody's gonna say that. Exactly. I'm pretty sure that fucking dude's dead.
Tommy, the one guy that lived down the street, I saw Tommy get shot 5 times in the chest. He ain't alive no more, but Tommy dead. That's what they do.
Yeah, not, like they talk like that, but no, she was just like, you know, thank God for protecting us because we believe in Jesus. And I was like, I just wanted news about gunshots, not like not Jesus. Whatever.
And then
after that, we had a very I would describe it as a fairly pedestrian evening. We went to a gas station and we got Monster Energy drinks and water. I'm in the gas station and I'm fairly certain they're hookers who were just getting water too. And I can't remember what one of them said. One of them was like, I saw it first, and then they just went straight. They went straight to like the water fridge and just started grabbing like soda and water, and I was like, I don't know, like it was a all right, it's fine. And then they cut in front of me, but like I said, I'm fairly sure they were hookers, but I can't quite tell. They all got into a 5 or 6 person densely packed car and disappeared into the night. So we'll see.
They went off to get paid story sucked dick afterwards, Andy. Yeah.
We were just like, oh no, okay, we're just going to drink Monster and eat. I think I got the worst Takis I've ever had. Oh, I remember now.
Did they not have spice on them?
I ate them for like 3 days. They were Takis, but Takis apparently makes this version called like Taki sticks. And if you haven't had them, they're basically, you know, those fried Chinese noodles. They're like brown and hard and dry. Mm-hmm. It's like that, but covered in Taki powder.
Ooh, no, man.
So it's like because
those
it's like
are
a
dense
dull,
too. Like they're
I was
real
like, this is just like
heavy.
A dull, sad Taki. Well, yeah, but also like the only time you got full Taki flavor was when you just fucking had like 7 of these in your mouth at one time.
Because they weren't covered enough by themselves. Because they're just little strings.
They were pale. It was bad. It was like, I remember when I was in high school, or not high school, middle school. For some reason, my dumb ass was like, hey, mom, those potato sticks look pretty good. And she said, okay. And then one day, she comes back from grocery shopping. And she's like, hey, look what I got you. I got you potato sticks. You said you wanted potato sticks. And I'm like, I would have much preferred a bag of Lay's than a potato sticks can.
Those are the most
miserable
things.
Because it's literally,
it's
just a can of potato sticks, and you're just eating these like tiny
crunchy
French
sticks.
Fries.
they're
tiny
so
overcooked
sad,
French fries.
Too.
Yeah. And you gotta eat like 90 of them before you're like, I had one potato chip.
And they just jab into the top of your roof of your mouth and everything.
I remember literally taking this fucking thing and just dumping it in my mouth like a cup. Yep. Like just drinking.
That's the only way to actually do it properly, man. Otherwise, you're like fisting it.
What are they for? Like, I know, because it's like a can.
And shit. That's why.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, it must be for like cooking some shit, mm-hmm. because the only thing that it reminds me of is like panko breadcrumbs, for instance. Yeah. Like they come in the same kind of container. And I was always like, who's just fucking toasting a shitload of bread and shredding it up to put it in a can? Who needs a bunch of crumbs? And then I've learned it's fine. I've figured it out. You I've learned that it goes it on sometimes. Foods that are good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know at the time. I was like, who just needs a fucking can full of bread trash?
Everything inside the grocery store has some sort of purpose, Andy, even if you don't understand it.
Yeah. So yes, if you've just like enlightened me that it's probably for things like casseroles. Like I bet those potato sticks would go real good on like a green bean casserole, yep. now that you say it.
Yeah. My grandma literally made one like that before. So that's why I know exactly what it's for.
I appreciate this. Yes.
Gotcha,
I
bro.
Appreciate this. All right, so what have you been up to? I've done a lot of talking. Have you been up to anything in particular? Especially, it's spooky season. Well, it's fucking Devil's Night, and yeah, that's why we were like, let's bring it back.
We brought Devil's it back Night. On like the most devilish night of all nights. Well, I celebrated my 31st birthday of this year. Goddamn, getting fucking old.
Dude, you're 31? I forgot about that.
I am over 30
I keep thinking you're 30, but no, you're 30 more. You're 30 and some more.
Yeah, I am 30 and one more year on top of that. So
do you feel like you're over the hill or anything like that? Do you feel like you're middle-aged now?
You know, honestly, like for what it is, I was expecting my body to feel worse, but I think with the fact that I started taking care of it a little bit more recently, I staved off a lot of the negative repercussions that could have happened. Although I think like a month, it was like a little bit over a month ago, my back just died on me for like a week.
And I was just like, because I kept calling you and you were like, I'm not at work yet. Dude,
it was
I can't go
worst.
To work yet.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but like I could not stand at all. Like standing straight hurt, laying down hurt, curling up hurt, like everything just hurt. And
yeah, the answer
like
is we're both actually becoming older men. Yeah. And I'm still 20 something, but not for long.
Yeah, man. You'll start feeling it at some point too. So that put me down for a bit. Then I caught COVID right after that. So that put me down for another week.
I
felt like life was fighting me so hard at that point. And I was like, life's trying to kill me and I just don't know why. But I got through it. Got through it and I'm fine now. Birthday week celebration. I hit Disneyland on Monday. I mean, Disneyland's Disneyland. We've already been doing that multiple times. And then we did our yearly Horror Nights trip. That shit went so fucking smooth this year. It was buttery. We hit all the houses we wanted to go to and still had time. So that was the best
part. What were like the standouts?
So we started at Last of Us, and that was like probably one of the biggest houses this year just because the fucking show came out. So everyone was sucking its dick and everything.
Like, I know it's dumb to ask, is it Last of Us the TV show themed,
it was the
or
game.
Last of Us the video game
so
themed?
It was the PlayStation video game themed, so that was actually the cool part, because I was like, cool, at least I don't have Pedro Pascal fucking running around everywhere talking about clickers and shit.
Have you seen the show?
Yeah, we watched it not long ago. It's all right. I mean, it felt like there was a lot of fillers, but past that, I'm not going to go on a rant about how I was like, okay with that show. House was fucking cool. We did early access. So the downside was a lot of fucking actors weren't in their scare holes yet. So it was more just to experience the actual setting of the house, which was really well done. Like they had fucking like Humvees and shit in there, like fully set up, like they were shooting turrets off and everything. So that was super fucking sick. And the makeup guys killed it like always. There was like a giant ass bloater, which is like a just huge infected mushroom man just tearing someone in half and everything. And the fucking costume was on point. I was like, love
so
Universal's
this is
makeup.
A person in this
yeah,
suit?
Dude, he was in a full on like easy over 40-pound silicone costume covered in fucking mushrooms. And I was like, this guy is going to die by the end of the night.
Yeah, no, they give that dude hazard pay every night.
Oh,
like,
I guarantee
that guy,
it.
That guy gets a per diem. He's got like a hooker and then like hazard pay.
Yeah. They're like, hey, Tom, you got 30 minutes. Go get your jollies off. He's like, cool.
Can like, I just slap it with my dick? That's all I want to do is just slap it.
I don't know what I do with it. Because, dude, like when he moved, like the suit jiggled and everything.
He's just slapping the suit with his dick.
No. And then the next guy's going to come in tomorrow with it.
No, it's the same guy. They pay him well enough. It's the same fucking dude. They get him all weekend long.
Yeah, just like, you're ours for the weekend. He's like, it's fine. Just sweaty in there. But now that suit's crazy. And they had two of them because they had one set up at some point and then another one down the line. And this thing is, like I said, it looks like it's 40 pounds of just fucking silicone and rubber. But that was cool. So we went through Last of Us and we were like, all right, cool. We got that done. We were going to do Exorcist because that movie actually came out on my birthday. So I was like, I feel like that's kind of a cool house to do. But that fucking house was like 2 hour long wait. We're like, nah, let's not wait 2 hours to go see that. So we booked it up top and did Terror Tram next. So the cool thing about Terror Tram is it takes you through the Universal Studios like backlot tour like it normally mm-hmm. would. But halfway through, they're like, all right, fuckers, get out and go get murdered by the people in mask. And you're just like, what?
We broke down. Run from the chainsaw pit bulls.
Yeah, exactly. And this
it's
year,
always dudes dressed like pit bull in, with chainsaws.
Well, no, this year it was insect theme. So basically there's this dudes ooh. In like weird bug masks and shit running around with chainsaws in the beginning. I was like, oh, I can still dig chainsaws. This. Yeah. Every time. Because I was even saying, I was like, how the fuck are they going to do chainsaws with insects? It was just guys with insect masks running it's around fine. With chainsaws. I was like, oh, they did
well,
it.
Well, yeah, because the other option is like, have you seen those like fucking, what are they called? Like stilt gimps, yeah. I guess is the best way to describe them. Have you seen those fucking stilt gimps, but make those praying mantises and still give them chainsaws?
With chainsaws on their little blades.
Yep. Oh, fuck.
It's even more terrifying. So we just took the lead on the group because we got off and I was just like, fuck it, let's just take the lead on this because we normally never do get the opportunity for this. So as we're going, there's like some fucking scream girls that are in behind us, you know exactly what the ones that are like, ah, that for any little fucking thing.
Is your fiance a scream girl? No, she strikes me all. She strikes me as either a scream girl or a clinger. One of those two.
Clinger, yes. But I made her
like
wing
you can't
it.
Go three steps. Yeah. Like you're like, I'm going too slow.
No, I made her wing it on that one because I was like, we gotta build your courage up and just really get you through this. But at that time, all the scare actors weren't fully out there yet, but there was still enough. So there's this like, we're running, leading the group, and then like all the scare actors, like, oh, these people are fucking crazy. They're in the front and walking around with smiles on their face. We're not even gonna bother with them. So they all just start beelining behind us to get the fucking scream girls behind us, and you just keep hearing them, oh my god! And just like, God, I hate you. This is why I hate this place sometimes. So then we're just going through, you walk through a fucking set that's from War of the Worlds where it's just like a crashed plane and everything. So that was sick. I got sprayed by some guy. I don't know what I got sprayed with. Pretty sure it was water.
That's not, I hope it's water. Cause like if it's just a jar of fucking like semi-coagulated urine and just, there's just urine that's watered down with semen. Yeah, and you're like, I hope it's water.
I don't want that. Cause it was like, he was like supposed to be spraying like insecticide. Oh my god! For
this
like
will,
humans,
this will put out babies. This will stop that right in its tracks.
We'll stop it real good here,
dude. One quick thing, super fast aside.
Yeah,
in Texas, you have the option to do a blood test before you get married to determine if you're related.
That's terrible. I don't like that. Because
it's apparently common enough.
Over there. Yep. I don't like that at all. That is horrible.
Yeah, they give you literal blood testing resources to be like, let's find out.
Nope. I am not happy about that. That's terrible. So we finished that, and then we're just like, cool, let's go do Universal Monsters now, because that's sick. So then that went through. Dude, they went some deep cut ass shit. So they used Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, The Hunchback, The Invisible Man, and the Phantom of the Opera. So I was like, hell yeah, they're using like Universal shit that most even Universal heads don't know about. So it was all supposed to be taking place under like the Paris catacombs. Well, also had like a crazy ass like overlay like guitar track from Slash from Guns N' Roses going on. They're just like, what is all of this? But like they just nailed the theming of it. So they actually put strings on the roof, like dangling down. So as you're walking through it, it feels like you're walking through spider webs and shit while you're also getting like jump scared from Dr. Jekyll and everything. You're like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Well, I like that they actually made the Universal like experience, like Universal horror, like classics, actually scary. Because like, obviously, those movies aren't scary these days. Oh, but yeah. Like, by doing that, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because like, dude, the Phantom of the Opera in this house, like his fucking mask was made of other people's faces. That was just like over his like monster face. I was like, yo, that's a sick ass design for that guy. I dig it.
That's gross. That's really gross.
And then there's like a spot where like the fucking hunchback's up top with like a cauldron, and then he like dumps it over and it actually like pours fog and hot air on you, so it feels like he's like scalding you to death. I was like, man, this is a fucking cool ass house. So we did that and then came back and ate at Three Broomsticks because they have a fucking Harry Potter land there. So that was fucking cool. I had fish and chips.
I was going to say, now that you, because you earlier kind of fell down a Harry Potter well because you played Harry Potter and the fucking and the Legacy of Hogwarts. The video game. So I got into that game a whole lot too. So like, are you a Harry Potter fan now? Like yeah, if somebody asks I'm, you, are you?
Because dude, like I used to love it a lot as a kid. Like that was like one of the books I read a lot in third grade and everything like that. But then as I started getting older, bullying happened, so that just became like a recessed love, and then I just kind of stopped paying attention to it because, you know, it was the same concept of like if you liked Pokemon back then you'd get bullied for it, but now everyone fucking loves Pokemon. So it stopped me from caring about it, and then now with my fiance and everything, like she got me into it because of Hogwarts Legacy, and then we watched the movies and everything. I'm just like, you know what? This is like a missed love that I had for this thing, and I'm glad you brought it back into my life.
No, I've similarly had an experience like that. I would say, because I bought the baby a copy of the pop-up version of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and was like, fuck it, let's read this. But then I was like, all right, I want to play that video game because that video game is really an RPG. I won't say that I love Harry Potter, but my God, is it kind of ingrained in my childhood.
That's why
I didn't grow up with the books. I grew up with the movies. I didn't even find out there were Harry Potter books until fifth grade.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even know there were Harry Potter books until I was in fifth fucking grade. And I'm not kidding, dude. I was such a bad reader. I couldn't read Harry Potter in fifth grade.
No way, dude. Because, like, so in third grade...
Dude, I'm a special level of, like, retarded. Like, I can't do things that normal people should do, or, like, it took me a lot longer to do things that other people can.
I still love
and
you,
an example would be... I didn't read Harry Potter until I was 25.
No, yeah, because like in third grade, I was like my favorite teacher back then. Like she was just like really supportive and everything. She introduced us into it, and that's where I fucking discovered those books. And I was like, man, these are fucking great. My child brain was like blown away by them. So I got all the way through like the third book for sure by the end of like fourth grade, and then I was starting the fourth one, but then things just fell apart from there. So like I went through most of it as is because I was reading them as they released back then, so that was like really kind of just big for me. Then I saw the first movie, and the first movie just fucking sucks. Like that's just a bad movie.
I think Harry Potter is kind of weird. Like the first movie is not that bad, but we won't go on a super deep Harry Potter tangent, but maybe for another show.
I know.
But I think that I really like when kind of like everything, like when I was a kid, even with fucking anime, when shit gets like end of the worldy, that's where I'm really interested. You know, like I know everybody's like, oh well, it's the climax, but like I don't care until people start using Avada Kedavra.
Then it gets real serious. Yeah.
Then I'm like, yo, this shit got real. Like that's other than that, like I watched the Fantastic Beasts series of movies more recently, and I will 100% just watch those instead of the Harry Potter movies.
Unless, I still need to watch those actually,
unless I'm watching like Harry Potter 4 or after, I don't really want to watch the older
gritty and shit. You're just like, God.
Well, 4 is pretty cool. Like it's the more like it's magical and shit, but like then it gets like a kid fucking dies in a maze, and then Voldemort's like, I'm gonna have a fucking wand, you bitch.
You're like,
I'm back alive. And then everything just gets like darker. Although like what is it? The next one, Order of the Phoenix, is all bureaucratic, and I was like, I'm not gonna pay attention to this.
That was literally like episode 2 of Star Wars.
That was where I fell off. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But now I bet damn near 30-year-old me will be like, this is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, because I had just watched that one recently and I was like, man, this is crazy to me. Because like just what was going on in that movie. And because I had never seen them at that point. I had seen like the first one and then I just never watched it afterwards. So
it's fine. I only saw part 2 of 7 at the drive-in because my grandma was a fan of Harry Potter.
Jesus. Yeah, so you jumped on late too.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
But yeah, that's kind of what got me into it. It was sick too, because in like so it's the Hogsmeade part of Universal. So they have like Ollivander's Wand Shop and like the Three Broomsticks and everything. So it's just like integral parts of like the Harry Potter, like I guess shopping universe, to be honest.
Did you get anything from the shopping universe?
Yeah, I did. I bought some candy from there because they had chocolate frogs, and then I also got a wand. I got Bellatrix Lestrange because that's fucking cool. So we did that.
Yeah, it's Helena Bonham Carter.
Exactly. And I was like, she's in Fight Club and everything, so it's fucking cool as hell. Yep. I didn't get robes or anything. I didn't go that hard, so we're good there. But in the area, they had Death Eaters walking around, and they're like these just like fucking mass dudes, like all in black tail coats and everything, just fucking walking around shooting like magic and stuff. But the way they did it is they set the lighting up in the area to go off as they were like shooting their spells off and everything, so it actually looked theatrical. I mean, it's kind of fucking cool to walk through and look at this. So it's just like a cool little side experience. And then afterwards we did, man, what the fuck else was there to that? I'm like trying to remember this night now. It's been so long already at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3 fucking weeks.
Okay, so we also did Monstruos, which was like monsters of South America culture. So there's some like real deep cut shit in there. It wasn't just like La Llorona and all that. I don't even remember like half the names of them, but that was
like, that sick like ghost bat there?
It was like a weird like bird lady. Like that was there's like a bird lady. There's a guy that collects bodies in like a bag and he just kind of hangs out with them. That one was pretty cool for the theming. Scare wise, I'd give it like a 4 out of 10. Like nothing really, just like
honestly, that's what I would think of like the Universal Horror Monsters thing.
They nailed that one actually pretty category. Well, like that one, like if I was like more susceptible to that stuff, I'd give it like a 7 out of 10. Like nothing got me, of course, throughout the whole, like any of them. But if you're like more fragile to that stuff, yeah, 7 out of 10 on that one for sure. Then we did
I dig it.
Evil Dead Rise, dude. Oh my God. I fucking love that house so much.
Oh yeah.
So
it's based off of obviously the movie,
the most
right?
recent movie. Yeah. So it's, they got rid of the Walking Dead house, which was like the perfect setting for it. Cause it literally looks like the apartment complex that Evil Dead Rise takes place in.
Dope.
Yeah, dude. So they do that. They changed it all up. There's blood all over the floor and everything like that. And everything's themed around what's going on throughout the movie. So you literally follow the plot as like the Necronomicon's being read and everything like that. So you go through the room where like the books open, and like they do this sick ass thing with mirrors where it's like the mirrors that look like one way at a moment, and then when the lights go off it has something else behind it. So when the lights go off you see like the pages of the Necronomicon like scribbled all on the walls and shit. I was like, this is so fucking sick.
Yeah, that's cool.
But the only downside was the pacing that we were going through on that house. We were missing all the fucking scares. So there's like a group in front of us that was triggering.
It's always the worst.
Yeah. Because you're missing everything.
You just show up for all the residual shit.
Yeah, because you see them going back into the door after. You're like, no, come back. I want to see you.
And like, I need to see you jump out.
Yeah, because like every...
Hit me with the bat.
Please. Because they have curtains like pretty much like dividing the rooms as you're going through. So like I just kept seeing like flashes of light because that's their cue when they come out the fucking doors and everything to scare you. And I'm like, now we're missing all the goodness. But just the setting on it alone sold it for me to where that house ended up being like my favorite house. Then Monsters was my next one. We finished everything, got alcohol, still had like an hour left. So I was like, fuck yeah, this is like the most successful horror nights ever. Cause dude, last year we missed like 2 houses that we wanted to do and everything. So we killed it this one.
I remember you told me, yeah.
So then like the last thing we were just like, fuck it, there's a Purge show going on. Like, we weren't planning on doing it, but let's go watch it. So it's I don't know if you know the Waterworld show that's at Universal, but it's basically they theme the whole show at nighttime around the Purge. So they use like a water stage and like a scaffolding area and everything like that. And then it's basically a political guy that's like, oh, I'm a huge supporter of the Purge and all that, but he's like getting protected by his secret services and everything during that time. And then Purgers come in and it just turns into like this crazy ass firework light show and everything. And it's just like, it was the perfect way to end the night, because you just see dudes getting thrown off ledges while on fire and falling into the water and just like fucking lit up jet skis and everything. And then there's a dance party at the end. I was like, yep, this is
They were like, let's just keep all the Waterworld stuff. Yeah. Just Purge people on it.
And it works perfectly fine. I was like, yeah, this is totally cool. You just spray paint neon paint everywhere and call it a night. And that was the end of Horror Nights. And I call it a fucking win. And I was happy with
that. That's great. I'm very happy with that. That sounds great. Well, this we're at like an hour, so we're gonna kill the show. This has been Sometimes I Hate You. We're back, bitches. That's it. We're back. Listen to the show. We're gonna be doing it a little less frequently than we used to. We're gonna be doing it every 2 weeks. But if you like what you heard. Exactly. If you like what you heard, obviously go listen to our back episodes.
There's a ton of those things. There's what, over 200?
Exactly. 212 episodes. So like, go listen to that shit. And then we're back, bitches. I'm gonna be working on a new theme song. You probably are gonna hear it now. That's it. Because my plan, I'll tell you right now, I'll lift up the curtain. This show is just going to literally be a cold open. People who have not been paying attention for 2 years are going to be like,
wait, the RSS feed just went live again.
Something uploaded. I don't know what's going on. But all right, I guess there's something new. But I want to thank you guys for listening. Victor, anything?
That's it, man. I don't have no social media or anything anymore. I'm an old man.
No, neither. I do photography. If you want to check out my photography, go to Barely a Person Photo.
That's it. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Barely a Person Photo.
Go follow Andy on Barely a Person Photo and just drop comments in the bottom that say Victor. That's it. That's all I want you to do. Yeah, exactly. That'll leave my mark on the world.
All right, I gotta get off. My wife wants to get undressed and her shirt's not cooperating with her right now. Here, I'll just block this side of her. There we go.
There we go.
Boom.
All right, cool. All right,
we'll see you later. Bye, guys.
We are a podcast. This is our podcast. Listen to this podcast. This is the podcast. No other podcast. Only one podcast. This is the podcast. Sometimes I hate you. We are a podcast. This is our podcast. Listen to this podcast. This is the podcast. No other podcast. Only one podcast. This is the podcast. Sometimes I hate you.